Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Australia has officially banned social media for anyone younger than the age of 16. From what you understand of how Australia is enforcing this social media ban, what does it entail?
So it's really looking at companies finding a way to keep 16 kids that are under the age of 16 off of social media. And I think in some ways they really thought hard and long about, you know, what's the age at which we should have them do this, and then who's responsible for it. It's not just the kid, it's not the family, but it's actually saying companies have to take those kids off the platform. And the idea here is that this is going to give kids back time and bandwidth for them to be able to engage in real life with their peers, pay attention to school, engage in home and family life. There's a lot to be said for that. We have to keep in mind there may be some other consequences that we have to kind of mitigate as well, but that's the big idea.
How many other countries around the world, including the United States, may see what Australia is doing and feel that maybe they should follow suit here?
I think this is going to be something that other countries are going to want to take a long look at. Australia has a really well-developed, you know, educational system, health system. We'll be able to have some sense of what the outcomes are of this kind of a policy. I have to imagine that, you know, lots of folks in the European Union, Canada, the U.S., we're absolutely going to be paying attention and hopefully taking notes.
In your time, you know, in researching this, what has been really the effects of a lot of these social media companies and the effects that they're having on these kids that are under the age of 16, thus forcing Australia to take this action?
You know, I think we really have to keep in mind at some level that, you know, these are companies. Their primary responsibility is to their stakeholders. It's not to the health and development of our children, right? And in that space, you know, they have absolutely developed algorithms that target young people, that get them sort of connected to and hooked on, you know, looking for the most controversial, you know, comments, or, you know, potentially getting them exposed to things that could get them really in an emotionally challenging space. We do have a good sense that when young people spend an excessive amount of time in social media, that's correlated with increased rates of depression and anxiety. We also have some, you know, support that some of these companies have been aware of that and have still sort of moved ahead with it. So that's where you see Australia, you know, making this, you know, push to, you know, regulate this via policy. I'm sure there's plenty of under 16s in Australia that aren't happy right now, but we as a society need to also find ways to give them more of what they need. They need, you know, in real life ways to interact with each other. We can't take away all of their what we call third spaces, you know, the places outside of school and home where teens can congregate and pro-socially have a good time with each other. We need to think about how we provide those if we're going to take these spaces away.
Now, I know that here in New York State this year, we've seen the cell phone ban implemented in schools across the state. Just your thoughts in terms of how you feel that has worked to this point and whether or not that it is working, or you feel that maybe there needs to be more done similar to what Australia is doing at this point.
I think it's a good start. You know, I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist. I work with schools regularly. We've even been out to visit schools. And the initial impression has been, you know, young people are able to be more engaged in school, and they're more engaged socially with each other. You know, there's actually people talking to each other in the halls. There's a little bit of conversation happening, whereas, you know, before you might have had everyone mostly kind of just sort of looking at their phones and not engaging. I think the proof's in the pudding. You know, how are we actually going to enforce, you know, if, you know, we do see a little backsliding and people, you know, beginning to use phones a little bit more. And then, you know, obviously parents have brought up, and kids as well, brought up safety issues. So we have to make sure that schools are safe and that, you know, parents and kids are feeling safe at school. Obviously those things are important. And at the same time, we have to make sure that we're also still providing them with these other opportunities to engage, right? So if we're saying you can't use these in schools, we have to make sure that we have time and space for them to find ways to connect with their peers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.